Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, inflatable pants, used panties, and radio day. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
See my new show on Animal Planet where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat's in the other building. We're getting him via closed circuit TV. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Now, the challenge involves a story from the news about inflatable trousers. Christy, what have you got over there?
Well, a new menswear brand has launched a pair of inflatable pants. Designer Herkishen's pants first went viral back in February.
No, it's if I'm reading this right, it's Hari Krishnan.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Harikrishnan. Hari Krishna with an N in the end.
Gotcha.
Oh, that doesn't seem right.
So Hari Krishnan.
Hari Krishnan's pants first went viral in February when they appeared in his graduate show at London College of Fashion. Now with his own brand, Hari, the designer is working with e-commerce platform APOC Store to release his pants for pre-order. The self-inflated latex pants are available in striped swirl for $1,961 and black limo for $1,160.
Jeez, Josh, silly. I'm looking at them.
Yeah. They are just totally ridiculous.
The bold fashion statement comes with a variety of warnings, however.
Yes.
They must be kept away from heat, daylight, metals, and oils. The wearer must also use talcum powder when donning the pants, which should not be overinflated. Yeah, it's hard to pull latex on.
Aren't these just basically pantaloons air in them?
Kinda, yeah.
These look like something the extras wear in a Tim Burton movie.
Yes, it does. They do, yeah.
Just ridiculous looking. But, Pat, the challenge was, could you...
Well, I can't, but Mr. Sinatra could.
Oh,
is that right?
Frank's here?
He's Frank now.
Yeah, make sure we're in the right key. Inflatable pants. Inflatable pants. You blew in the spout. My trousers puffed out. It led to romance. And you know, when you have these pants on, You can dooby-dooby-do your business and never go to the John. Yeah. Just do it right in your pants. Inflatable pants. I'm going for the high note, Quincy. Catch me if I fall. Inflatable pants.
Oh, Frank.
Nice.
How about that?
Frank, that was so nice.
I don't think Pat could have done anything like that. I'm glad he brought Frank.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't have the range.
Christy, no one will buy these.
Oh, no. They look like you're wearing balloons on your legs.
They are silly.
Oh, no. People will buy these.
They are silly.
You can't wear them anywhere. You can't get near metal.
Young fashion people, they're...
You can go to the clubs, baby.
They will. I think people will wear these. People are idiots. Just like me.
We all know corduroy... But are these going to squeak like balloons being rubbed together?
Well, first of all, it says you've got to put talcum powder in them.
They look a lot better in black, I will
picture
say.
Picture an 800-pound person who's gotten liposuction everywhere except their legs.
Oh, yeah.
Liposuction, rather.
But gravity has taken over. They're really unattractive.
Yeah, they are not attractive.
The striped ones are really bad.
Be terrible if you
At least it looks more slimming in black.
If you wore them on a ship and fell overboard...
Well, you wouldn't drown.
Well, sure you would, because your head would be under. Yeah. They would just see your feet sticking up.
It looks like these pants. It looks like when Poppy eats a bunch of spinach and his arms get strong, but then he gets hit in the head with a pan and his muscles go down to his legs.
That's exactly right.
Yep. Wow.
And I guess we've learned nothing from history. The last time I saw pants this ridiculous, it was MC Hammer.
Kind of.
I don't know. I like those parachute pants, man. Those
I did too,
pants.
But I mean,
those are comfy.
Mr. Hammer. Didn't he go bankrupt quickly?
Yep.
Yeah, he had some financial issues for sure.
These are ridiculous. This is just silly.
No one's going to take this guy seriously. But just imagine like bell-bottom pants, except they're full of air. I assume they have to be really tight, or wouldn't the air leak out?
I would think.
And obviously you wouldn't be able to use any kind of a facility in the realm of a toilet.
Right.
Yeah, how would you get them off? How'd you get them back on?
Well, you'd have to have them blown back up.
Well, I think this is high fashion. I don't think that they're worried about that.
Mm. Well, if you're at the disco, if you're on the...
Everybody step back. Mr. Relatable's at work. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, this guy looks like he spent a great deal of time at the disco round.
Mm-hmm.
I think in order to do that, you'd have to get a time machine or build a disco. I don't know if those exist anymore.
I don't think we disco
Which came
anymore.
First? Revisit the disco or the time machine? Which would come first?
You know what I'm talking about, though. The guy's at some kind of event and he, you know, has to go to the bathroom.
Is it the techno club? Or?
Yeah, he's. Yeah. What are you going to do then? You have to get him blown back up. You can't walk up to one of your buddies and go, hey, can you blow these?
Well,
never mind. Actually,
they're not inflated in that area. It'd be, I'm sure.
Sure they are.
No, they inflate from from the thighs down.
But I mean, it says there's this, the article I'm reading says that you have to inflate them, you know, with.
By the penis?
No.
Is that where the.
No, I'm
little,
saying.
By the booty? You're blowing up the booty?
What do they call that little thing that you.
Valve?
Valve, thank you.
Yeah.
Nozzle.
Remember the blow up valve on the.
On the airplane? An airplane?
Yeah,
the automatic pilot.
Can we just spend the rest of the morning quoting airplane? Boy, is that really good.
It was great. On his belt line, see?
And it says they're self-inflated latex pants.
And they're both smoking cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, okay.
Today is?
The 20th of August, 2020.
National Radio Day, so.
Oh. Man, I wish I was in radio. Don't you guys
remember the days?
Remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to hit your heart with a little MC Hammer.
100 years ago today, kids. Radio started.
Enrico Marconi. What's his name? Guglio? What is it?
The first radio station was WWJ in Detroit.
Michigan. Rears its ugly head again.
Right back to it.
Often credited to KDKA in Pittsburgh, but that's not correct.
I don't know if you ask me, radio's dead. I'm more of a podcast guy.
What the hell are you doing here, Willie?
Oh, I'm just joking. I love radio, baby. I love radio.
Happy 100th birthday.
Yes. Happy 100th birthday.
Very good. Good
what
to
do
know.
You, what do we get each other?
Tom, whatever those cookie things you brought in are, they are... They look like muffin tops, but they're actually cookies.
Those are the best cookies.
They're crazy good.
My gosh. Yeah. That's all the presents.
That's how we're celebrating here.
Yes.
Celebrate however you like by enjoying some radio. We certainly appreciate it. This is a letter that Josh will appreciate.
Okay.
This is about something you have been talking about for years.
Oh, my.
This is from a lady. I'm not going to give her name. She goes, I'm recently divorced. I came across an article about selling worn panties.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, panties that she has worn.
Yes. Right.
All right.
I looked into it. To make a long story short, I have a couple of regulars now. It's a nice side hustle.
Yeah.
With quarantine, I have someone that also pays me to, quote, have fun in the inside of a mask and send it to them.
Oh, wow.
I give have him a discount on the inside since he buys them with
what?
The panties.
Whoa. Okay, so she wears the mask, enjoys herself, if you will, and then sells that mask to a gentleman and sends it to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's more to it. But you have discussed this before.
Yes, every woman should be doing this.
No.
You're just leaving money on the table. I can't stand it.
Josh, you're a capitalist. You can't blame it. You're a capitalist.
I am. Yes. Christy, when you said last week that you are, or maybe last month or something, that you threw away a bunch of old underwear and
yeah.
stuff, I almost threw up. I was so, it's like, you're just ripping up money.
You know, I almost threw up.
Oh, you know, the creeps out there would pay good money
for
that.
Oh, my God, you would have made 20 grand in a day.
No way. Really? Yeah, there's, wait a minute.
There's the dignity factor, Christy.
How much will they pay for them?
She doesn't go on to say, but I mean, it's
100 bucks.
Yes.
Really?
Christy, you could sell a pair of your underwear for $100 like that. I have no doubt. Let me help you. I'll do all of it.
Hey,
I'll
tell you what.
How much do you want? 20%?
Anybody wants to pay me, give me $500. I'll come sit on your bed for the day. Hell yeah.
Sit on the bed.
Yeah. I said sit.
Okay, just very, gotta
sit
clarify.
Sit on the bed.
I'm going to look into it myself. There have to be women and gay men out there that want to buy my socks.
Sure.
There you go.
They have socks.
Socks or boxers, whatever. They have foot fetishes or underwear fetishes.
Yeah,
okay. I'm doing it.
All
I'm
right.
doing
okay.
it.
Okay, well, fine.
My dad's dead. He's not going to yell at me.
Yeah, and your mom's rich. She doesn't care.
Married to a guy named Rich.
Oh, okay. He's not going to give up that joke. Never gotten a laugh. Right. Not even once.
I'm enjoying myself.
Josh, you're at the grocery store. Hey, Arnold, check this out. Pulls up your underwear.
Miss them? Do you miss them?
You know there's somebody out there, that's what they like, wearing others' underwear.
Yes.
You know that's a
what?
Thing.
What?
Yes.
Must be.
About that.
Gotta be.
Or they'll fashion them into COVID masks.
Yeah. Dye them black, no one's the wiser.
If nothing else, we should have masks made that have the side fly in them.
Yes, just to make it look like
that. With no explanation.
Right.
You walk in, you're here coming out of church. That was a very nice sermon, Father.
Yeah. And the jockey tag breaks across your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah. A unique must be mask. Done. Kidding me? It's the Ace Cosby joke of the day, special edition. These aren't really jokes. These are really observations. On
special edition.
Cultural trends in the contemporary.
There was a German clockmaker.
Yeah. Oh.
And he made a clock, and it only went tick, tick, tick. You know what he said to the clock?
No, what?
We have ways to make you talk.
You didn't like it? Oh, I liked it.
You would be a bad critic. You are.
Really?
You go in with a bias.
I would be a bad critic. Yeah, you're probably right, Tom. I'm pretty close
that
minded.
That is an excellent joke. You did not see it coming, and that is a huge payoff.
We have ways
and the economy of words, Ace. It's like poetry.
Yeah, I like the sort of absurdist idea of, you know, a little clock sitting
him
there.
Him talking to a clock.
Some sort of interrogation room. There's a light swinging. That's the fun part for me.
Sure, sure. There's a kind of World War II movie aspect to
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
It delivers in a lot of ways, Chick.
Yeah, why don't you leave the Germans alone?
Okay. No, that really is a rich joke. Yeah, that's...
there's something wrong with me, then.
You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Precisely.
There's a whole mise-en-scene to it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We have ways to make you talk. Like TikTok. It's pretty
TikTok.
Fun.
TikTok.
It's good.
Know.
It's good.
Tick, tick,
it's
tick.
It's got a contemporary...
All right, already. Jesus, I'll laugh if I get out of this next time. God. You'll think he's Lenny Bruce. Next joke he tells, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Just a bad... It's going to be on the road this summer with Bob Zanian.
Ah, that's a shame.
Yeah, yeah, that would have killed.
Solid.
Talk about silver linings, huh?
Well, now we...
What COVID is the cure?
What happened? Yeah, it sure is.
We have Christy Lee over there. Christy, what else have you got?
There's new research out there that's found urinals in public bathrooms may be shooting out plumes of coronavirus particles into the air.
Hey, Christy. Can we talk at the commercial break about why you would want to tell him all this?
According to a study published in the journal Physics of Fluid.
I didn't get my copy this week.
You can borrow mine.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to get that.
You have to. You know, July, this is right up your alley.
The Physics of Fluid. July is the annual semen issue.
There's Physics of Fluid.
The cartoons alone.
Physics of Fluid. There's the Song of the Solid Waste. You need these magazines.
Yeah. Virus particles travel faster and fly farther after a urinal flush than particles released by a toilet flush. And within 5 seconds, particles could reach a height over 2 feet, leading to possible contamination of surrounding surfaces. Since coronavirus particles can be found in urine or in stool, researchers are recommending masks be mandatory in public restrooms.
All right.
Now, the one here, I do the, I always grab a paper towel so I don't have to touch that handle.
Yes.
And then I pull on it, and then scurry out of the room.
This is kind of a lie, though, because the one that we always use, you don't flush the urinal. You simply don't.
Well, Josh, I've said it many times before. He is a man of no integrity.
He is the king of don't do as I do as I say.
Well, I know you're going to go in there and flush it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I'm saving water.
Meanwhile, it looks like I'm peeing into a half a Budweiser.
Josh is right.
You need to drink more water.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
What, if your urine's
just pour
that
a whole
dark.
Bottle of Mott's in here?
You got like that apple juice urine going on, man. You need more water. What's wrong with you?
He uses coffee for hydration at the moment. Yeah.
Back off the caffeine. Drink some
Cheers.
Water.
So yesterday, I was on the phone. It's a long story. I had to do this phone interview, and I went to this restaurant. I was by myself.
I don't believe you.
Well, no, I was.
Ate by yourself.
Yeah, I had a really busy day, and Kelly was busy, and et cetera, et cetera.
Thanks
Willie,
for the phone
I,
call.
Willie was busy also. I knew that, so it was just me. I like this place because you can sit outside in the sun and. Yeah. Nice breeze. But I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you just went there at your table.
And I only go to a handful of restaurants these days because, you know, you want to be safe. And but I was doing this interview. It's hard to explain what I was doing. But I had my phone things in.
On telling the story.
My phone things. You had your
earbuds. Your earbuds, right.
And Raycons.
I had my sunglasses on. And I never wear sunglasses indoors. But as it happened, I was kind of in a rush. I left my sunglasses on, walked in this restaurant. I've been in there 50 times before.
50?
Yeah. Oh, at least. I eat there all the time. Walked through the beads and proceeded to walk right into the women's room.
Walk through the beads?
I know exactly. I know exactly where he was.
And I thought there was a left turn to the ladies' room. And
at what point did you realize it was the ladies'
room? When the lady seated with the door ajar went,
Hey!
Why was she seated with the door ajar?
Well, because he'd opened it.
Because there was
Sounds like she was fishing a little bit, huh?
There wasn't a soul in the restaurant. There was no one else
But
in
you
there.
Still are in a public restroom. You shut the
door. Oh, I see. The stall door was sort of ajar.
Yes,
you know what? The world is just your restroom, isn't it? It's just waiting to serve you, and you're going to pee on everything.
I just kind of thought, could you go left?
What'd you say?
Excuse me. Kind of embarrassing. Sorry.
Quite a bush.
Yeah. No, I didn't really get a look.
Hello, 1974. Woo!
Wow, that's dated.
Yeah. Sir, please.
I just feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, that's.
Sorry.
Have you ever gone into the women's restroom and thought you were in the women's restroom, went in but you'll start looking around for your urinal? So if you see a urinal, you know you're not. In the women's room.
Chick, I have been using a urinal, and I think, am I in the women's room? Oh, no, thank God, I'm fine. I've been standing
I'm worried about that. I don't know why. But
why?
Going into a women's restroom, I'm worried
about Geechee Guy has a really good piece about that, and it's, I think what is it? What's that story? He's in Hawaii, and one of them says?
Wahini.
There's a restaurant in town that's got that.
Yes. And I always have to think about which one, because Wahini.
Outback Steakhouse. They have Sheilas and Blokes, and as a little kid, I go, maybe I'm sort of a Sheila. I don't know. I walked in the wrong one.
Oh, man. But, yeah, this, what is it? Wahini?
You see the blooming onion?
What's your policy on a convenience store bathroom that only has one hole?
What?
If the men's is occupied, Oh,
the
yes.
Women's is unoccupied. Do you go in the women's?
Chick, yes. I've done this, and then there's a woman waiting, and then you feel like a monster.
A little bit like
you go,
a monster.
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Yeah.
There was no one here when I. Yeah, it feels.
But now it's okay, right? You can go in either one, no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting closer, which is fine.
I lived in Korea in 2004, 2005, and the bathrooms were all pretty much
unisex. As they
yes, and so I would be standing at a urinal, and a woman would walk in and just go right to the stall next to the urinal.
Yeah,
we'd both, and it was occasionally they would giggle because they saw a big American dude standing there. And,
what am I glad you said, dude?
Me too.
The operative word, dude.
Big American doogie.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.